they slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Jai Guru Deva, oh, nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change. Images of broken light which dance before me like a million eyes. They call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Life are ringing through my opened ears, inciting and inviting me. Limitless, undying love, which shines before me like a million suns, and calls me on and on across the universe. Jai Guru.
Lenny.
I'm growing tired.
Ready?
Yeah. Any better? Right on it, on the scene. We're not Mississippi in tempo.
No, you just play your just play the afterwards.
How are you gonna cue me?
Go ahead.
Hi guys.
You all set?
Great.
Give me a
I'm growing tired of the big city life, tired of the glamour and tired of the sights. In all my dreams I am roaming once more, back to my home on the old river shore. I am sad and weary, far away from home. I miss the Mississippi and you, dear. Days are dark and weary everywhere I roam. Miss the Mississippi and you. wide world over. Always alone and blue, so blue. Nothing seems to cheer under heaven's dome. I miss the Mississippi and you. Under heaven's dome, I miss the Mississippi and you.
Lenny May.
Lovely, lovely.
That was great.
What do you got?
It is a dance we do in silence, far below the morning sun. You and your life, me and mine, we have begun. And it has taken me this distance, and a woman's smile to learn. And stare beyond the plains to where the mountains lie so still. But it's a long way that I have come, across the sand to find this peace among your people in the sun, where the families work the land as they have always done. Oh, it's so far the other way, my country's gone. Across my home has grown the shadow of a cruel and senseless hand. Though in some strong hearts the love and truth remain. And it has taken me this distance and a woman's smile to learn that my heart remains among them, and to them I must return. But it's a long way that I have come, across the sand to find you here among these people in the sun, where the children will be born. You watch them as they run. Oh, it's so far the other way, my life has gone. If you look for me, Maria, find me in the shade, wide awake or in a dream, it's hard to tell. If you come to me, Maria, I will show you what I've made. It's a picture for Our Lady of the Well. Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the pioneer boat was won as we sailed into the mystic. Hark now, hear the sailors cry, and smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Ooh, when that foghorn whistle blows, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I want to hear it. Just like way back in the days of old. And together we will flow into the mystic. Thank you.
didn't know we were doing that one right there.
I think that's it, right? Did we get everything?
Oh, shit.
And then it's the hymn singer right on the money for what they told us.
Come on, Bill. It's in here. You saw it.
Like me?
Bang me.
You want to read with me?
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
I got one.
You got an extra?
I only got a one.
I can read with you.
Check.
No pockets.
Oh, maybe if I plugged it in, it would make more noise.
Okay.
I'm just going to start there. Down.
Just go ahead.
Get on there. Your lead.
Give me that F again, will you?
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah.
She's going to talk a little bit, and then after she's done introducing the thing, I'm going to play the slide intro.
Are you sure you don't want to try and fit in that little spot over there?
I better get my words.
Yeah, get your words. Good spot right there. prime real estate. Is Ruth ready?
Well, I don't think you got a live mic there now. You got a live mic?
Yeah. We're gonna play. We're gonna play a little rhythm first. Should we go ahead?
Yeah.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Louder.
Good morning, everybody. We're going to start with singing some hymns while people are still gathering. Look in your bulletin. You're going to see the first thing we're going to sing. And Greg's going to start us off. We're going to tune. I hope Leon's coming up here pretty quick. He's our intern, and he's going to be joining me. But we're going to start out with the Eclectics.
Hit it, guys. nice job.
If we can just announce that we are running out of bulletins and programs. So if some of you could share, and maybe if ushers could come and perhaps pick up some on the aisles, it would be great. Just because we still have more people coming, and so we need more of these puppies.
What's the next tune?
So now we're gonna go to our next song, which is When My Heart Is in the Holy Place. So it's the next thing that's listed in your bulletin. We gather at the river.
Indeed we shall.
Seems as though we already have.
Yes, we have gathered.
Hey there.
Yeah. You're playing the melody on this one, right?
Yes. Got it, bud.
Wait till you hear it.
One, two, three, four.
Good morning. Wow. Wow. Look around you. Look around at the beauty of the place and the beauty of the day and your own beauty. We've been here 8 years. This is the beginning of our 9th year as your ministers, and we have never seen the whole congregation together. It's completely thrilling. You're so beautiful. Welcome to Unity Church, a place that is committed to welcoming all people, especially those who've been excluded due to race, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Your gifts and your wounds are welcome in this church. A special welcome to those of you who are joining us for the first time this morning. We hope you find Unity Church to be a place which helps you to find and to keep your balance, a place which helps you and inspires you to lead a loving life of integrity and service and joy. Our Wellspring Wednesday programming begins again this week with a Welcome Back Taco Bar Fiesta Meal at 6 p.m., a brief worship service from 6:45 to 7:10, which will be led by Leon Dunkley, our new Hallman intern, and then the religious education orientation presentation for all that who have children in the church program. We'll also offer singing meditation and yoga on Wednesday night. Next Saturday, September 13th, you're invited to Unity's second Saturday pancake breakfast from 8:30 to 10. Be there, be square. Enjoy pancakes, local sausages from Bob Otis's farm, and fellowship. $3 a person, $10 for a family. Following breakfast, we'll offer a one-hour religious education orientation for parents. We'll also be offering the Finding Yourself at Unity class on Saturday from 9 to 4:30. If you've taken Welcome to Unity, you can sign up today at the information table, which is where? Over there. Following the service this morning, we hope you'll stay for fellowship and to share a potluck meal with your neighbors. There will be plenty. We started with a few fish, and never mind. Finally, if you consider Unity to be your church home, we invite you to spend the first 3 minutes, after the service, looking for and greeting and connecting with someone you don't yet know. Ooh. Next Sunday, the service is entitled, What's in a Name? It's going to focus on why we call ourselves Unity. Unity being the theme for this month that ties all of our programming together. I'll be preaching, and I'll be joined by Worship Associate Alan Giles. Services next week will actually be in the church building, and they will begin with Rank by Rank, Again We Stand, for those of you, 40 or 50 of you, who have called us this week about this. Services will be at 9, 11, and 4:30. And once again, welcome to Unity Church.
In the ever-shifting waters of the river of this life, I was swimming, seeking comfort. I was wrestling ways to fight. A boulder I could cling to, a stone to hold me fast, where I'd let the fretful waters of this river around me pass. So I found an anchor, a blessed resting place. trusty rock I called my Savior, for there I would be saved from the river and its dangers, and I proclaim my rock divine, and I pray to it protect me. And the rock replied, God is a river, not just a stone. God is wild, raging rapids and slow meandering flow. God is a deep and narrow passage, peaceful sandy shore. God is a river swimmer, so let go. Still I clung to my rock tightly, with conviction in my arms, never looking at the stream to keep my mind from thoughts apart. But the river kept on coming, kept on tugging at my legs, till at last my fingers faltered and I was swept away. So I'm going with the flow now, these relentless twists and bends, acclimating to the motion and a sense of being led. And this river is like my body now, carries me along through the ever-changing scenes by the rocks that sing this song. God is a river, not just a stone. God is a wild, raging rapids and a slow meandering flow. God is a deep and narrow passage, a peaceful sandy shore. God is a river swimmer, so let go. God is the river swimmer, so let go.
Are a dream come true. We have dreamed of this moment ever since we arrived at Unity Church. We have dreamed of you
try it? It's all good. In the words of Dick Bugs, it's all good. We have dreamed of you seeing yourself in all your fullness and capacity. Something that we knew was possible, but we weren't sure you did. You are so beautiful. You are a feast before us, with such grace and power and capacity. And we are here to celebrate the river of life that flows through this community. We are here to reclaim the spirit of our city. We are here to reclaim what is rightfully ours as citizens of this metropolitan area. We are here to celebrate the unity that flows through our diversity, the unity that unites us and binds us with one another and with all that is. Come, let us worship together.
Please read with me from your orders of service. This is the mission of our faith, to teach the fragile art of hospitality, to revere both the critical mind and the generous heart, to prove that diversity need not mean divisiveness, and to witness to all that we must hold the whole world in our hands.
each time we gather for worship, we set aside time to expand the caring ministry of this congregation. Together we recognize the cycle of life and death, the circle of love, compassion, and witness that is at the center of this sacred community. Our hearts are always with those whose primary spiritual practice is raising young children. We are always with those who live with grief or chronic pain, with illnesses seen and unseen, and those who live with addiction. We pray for our neighbors in prison, for those who care for family members in ill health, and those who knowingly and with curiosity and courage born of faith face their final days. This morning, our hearts are with John Blackstone, who grieves the loss of his longtime amicus friend, Abu Henry Bey. Healing to Deb Barr Helgen's mother, Rose Barr, who has been diagnosed with cancer. And our hearts are with Bill Batcher, who's going in for surgery this week, and with his wife, Kate O'Brien. Jan and I are deeply grateful for all of the concerns that have been expressed about our son, Jonah. His treatment has been successful thus far. He had a clean scan this last week, and we're very, very hopeful. And we are thrilled to announce that Travis and Emmy O. Anderson have given birth to Mia Mary Anderson, born September the 4th. She's welcomed by her sister, Annika Jo, and her grandparents, Dick and Karen Buggs. We stand in solidarity with our neighbors all around the world who suffer in the midst of habitual violence. May they and we be instruments of a lasting peace. I invite you now to speak the names of those you have brought here in your hearts. And let us pray. Holy One, source of radiance and reason, Thou whose love endows and animates our lives, be with us now as we would be with one another. Help us to dismantle the walls which divide us. Help us to overcome the cultivated culture of fear, which turns us away from all the neighbors we don't know. Help us to be instruments of union and of unity. Here on the banks of this great river, teach us to be instruments of a larger love, inviting everyone, not just those with whom we agree, not just those whose names we know, not simply those we already love, but everyone, into the circle of our embrace. Help us, we pray, to practice the fragile art of hospitality, that we might be renewed in each other's company. And let us pause now for a moment to let the world embrace us as we recognize that we are inescapably connected one to another and to all that is. Amen.
As a boy each week, Sunday we would go to church, pay attention to the priest. He would read the holy word, consecrate the holy bread, and everyone would kneel and bow. Today the only difference is everything is holy now. Everything, everything, everything is holy now. When I was in Sunday school, we would learn about the time Moses split the sea in two, Jesus made the water wine. And I remember feeling sad, miracles don't happen still, but now I can't keep track, 'cause everything's a miracle. Everything, everything, everything's a miracle. Wine, water is not so small, but an even better magic trick is that anything is here at all. So challenging thing becomes not to look for miracles, finding where there isn't one. When holy water was rare at best, barely wet my fingertips, but now I have to hold my breath like I'm swimming in a sea of it. Used to be a world half there, heaven's second rate hand me down, but I walk it with a reverent air. Everything is holy now. Everything, everything, everything is holy now. We, questioning child's face, say it's not a testament. That'd be very hard to say. See, see another new morning come, say it's not a sacrament, tell you that it can't be done. This morning outside I stood, saw a little red-winged bird shining like a burning bush, singing like a scripture verse. Made me want to bow my head. I remember when church let out, how things have changed since then. Everything is holy now. Used to be a world half there, heaven's second rate hand me down, but I walk it with a reverent air. Everything is holy now.
Once, there was a river. A river that traveled across the land. It tumbled down from the mountains, wound through pine forests, flowed wide and open across the great prairie. And this river was delighted to be itself. It danced, it bubbled, it sang, it streamed, it flowed, and nothing could stop it. If a rock got in its path, it just flowed around it. If it ran into a mountain, it just wore it down. This river was happy. One day, having crossed the prairie and having flowed out across some open, rocky land, the river met a desert. Now, the river was thrilled to meet this new landscape, so it ran its path right into the desert sands. But imagine how alarmed the river was when it felt itself sink into the sand, almost disappearing into a quagmire of quicksand. The river couldn't flow across the desert sands, and so it retreated at once. And it reconsidered. It thought to itself. Now, nothing had been uncrossable thus far in the river's life, not as long as this river had been a river. So the river thought, perhaps if it flowed softly, if it snuck up on the desert. So it snuck up on the desert, but still, the river was sucked down and down. As soon as it touched the edge of the sand, it stopped flowing. It disappeared almost into a quagmire of quicksand. So the river retreated. It retreated and it thought again, perhaps if I rush the desert, perhaps I could flow so quickly that I would barely even touch the sand. So the river rushed. It was all white rapids and foam all the way up to the edge of the desert, but still the desert sand sucked the river downward, and the river felt its water seeping down and down into a quagmire of quicksand. And the river was defeated. It lay still like a lake and gave up. But the river wasn't a lake. Oh no, it was a river. And its destiny was somewhere else, somewhere on the horizon. Rivers are meant to flow on and on. Surely, its journey didn't stop here at the desert. From high above, the wind had been watching the river try again and again to cross the desert. The wind laughed a breezy laugh, and it said, "River, what on earth are you trying to do?" The river said, "I want to cross this desert." The wind replied, "A river cannot cross a desert and remain a river." "Well, then I'll go back where I came from. It was really nice to be a river all those places I've been, so I'm just going to turn around and go back." And the wind laughed gently. "Rivers can't go back where they came from. They keep going where they're going. That's what rivers do." "Where am I going?" asked the river. "To the sea." The very word sea called to the river. The river wanted to keep going where it was going if it was the sea. "I want to go to the sea," said the river. "Then you must cross this desert," said the wind, "and I can help you. But you cannot cross the desert and remain the river that you are." This frightened the river a little bit, but it could still almost hear the sea calling it. And so the river said, "I want to cross the desert. What will happen?" "I'll carry you across with the sand. You'll have to change. Your river self will disappear some, and you will join with the waters of 1,000 other rivers. You'll make great puffy clouds. You'll become soft wisps of white. You will travel with me across the entire desert in the time it takes the world to breathe just one breath." The river felt brave. The sea was calling. The river let itself go. And the river was carried up, up on the wind. The river felt itself changing. But part of it was still the same sweet, clear water that it had always been. It felt itself touching other rivers up there in the clouds. It understood more about what it was to be made of water than it had ever understood before. And the wind sat the river down, and it became rain. And the rain came down and down and fell on you, the sea. And the sea was greater than anything the river had ever known. Wind turned and whispered back to the river, "You crossed the desert after all. And you see now, you were never truly just that one river flowing down a mountain and through a forest and over the prairie on your own. River, you were made of the waters of the world, and you have always been part of the one great sea." The end.
Our collection this Sunday is going for flood victims who were affected by the floods in Iowa. A number of members of Unitarian Universalist congregations were affected by the flood, and a number who weren't affected by the flood directly are staff and faculty at the University of Iowa, which sustained millions of dollars in damage, and their livelihoods may be affected. We have done collections for this cause in the past. We do so today mindful of the peaceful river that flows just beyond this property, mindful of the power and the destructive power that is possible with water. Will the ushers please come forward? When we live lives of integrity, service, and joy, generosity is a natural offspring. Thank you. I also want to take this opportunity to introduce to all of you our Hallman intern for the church year 2008 to 2009. Leon, will you come and join me? We are delighted to have Leon Dunkley with us. Leon is a student at Star King School for the Ministry, is a person that I commend to you. You will enjoy getting to know him. He has great depth of knowledge and wisdom and has much to share with us. Leon, welcome.
Good morning, Unity. Good
morning.
Good morning, St. Paul. It's a blessing to be with you today. I'd offer only this. It's an image from a song that was written for two dearest friends of mine at a wedding. You see, Uncle Rocky didn't want to drink alcohol anymore, and they didn't know how to toast. What would we use? So we imagined lifting our hands and toasting with the wind, just with the wind. So I'd ask you to just make that gesture. And the verse is this. Sweet belief in love and other heroes of the morning, reveal yourselves to be of humble birth, lifting glasses from this welcome table to the dearest things we know, and finding these in measure, line, and verse as if raising hands to hold a gentle breeze. Now, if you would please extend that gentle hand to those around you and offer the hand of fellowship.